Happy Easter to all of those who celebrate it.
Happy Easter to you, Coach. Thank you.
Happy Easter, Coach. Any updates on Toby Enstrom? Is he having a happy Easter?
Well, he came back better than he left, so we'll bring him, and his chance he'll play on the road trip. We'll list him as day-to-day. We've got to see how he is tomorrow before we make any decisions on tomorrow night's game.
If he can't go, is Ben Chiarot an option then? Or
Ben comes off the IR today. Correct.
You talk a lot this season about playing the right way. You have it in your mind how you know and want these guys to play. Has that faded into the background here a little bit with the urgency and the direness of needing so many points here?
That's a good question. The process. So you probably have a different tone in your video the next day, right? So maybe a little bit more forgiving on mistakes because they're pressure changes how you move. But we're still talking about the things. Like, there were two things that we wanted to be good at in the game last night. We were pretty good at one and not so good at the other, so we went through both of them, just kind of a reassessment. I don't know that – I think where you will squeeze a player harder during the year on the second time he makes or the first time he makes that mistake, you're still pointing out the mistake and the correction that you want, but your confidence is everything now, feeling good about yourself, rebounding, especially after you come off a couple of losses like we did. You're probably not driving. You're driving the same point. You're just delivering the message a little differently.
So correct me if I'm wrong, is it a roundabout way of saying you're kind of finding out right now how well you've been able to establish the base and the foundation of all the things you want?
How quickly they can get to it, you know? So the different things that surround the game, the pressures of the game, the way it's called, all those things now. Some guys really play their best hockey here, and some guys, and this I'm talking about both teams, games that I watched last night when I got home, you know. Sometimes some guys are still, Pavel Datsyuk's still handling the puck in traffic the same way he would have in March or in October, right? And then some younger guys are a little harder on that puck. So, but for both teams, that's true throughout the league, yeah.
The run that Dubnyk's been on in Minnesota as a whole, how do you see that one preparation-wise for tomorrow?
Well, that's a function of their entire game. They just don't give up a whole lot of good looks, and he's certainly been good in terms of preparation. You know, getting the puck to the net is as big a challenge as beating any one goaltender against Minnesota. They don't give you a whole lot, so we'll focus on that, how we get the puck to the net.
What's turned them around? Is it goaltending?
No, they. You look back, they also went through kind of a stretch that we did. We may have survived a little bit better early. They had the mumps, and they had a whole lot of stuff going on early part of their year where they couldn't get their lineup together. Goaltending was a big part of it. They also came into the season with a completely different kind of pressure. They had made the playoffs last year, so they every loss felt a little harder for them early in the year, and then they got on that good roll, and they've just been really, really good. I think probably the best record in hockey from the All-Star break on. Confidence, again, in everything that's done is so they've got it now. They feel good about their game. When they make a mistake, they don't have to hang their heads on the bench. They get to tap their goalie in the pads instead, and that makes a world of difference.
It's the most depth you've had up front going into like a back-to-back situation. How much different is that for you? How much more of an advantage, or how nice is that?
It doesn't change the challenge that the top two lines face every night. They just don't have to do it for the same number of minutes. So it allows you to, on back-to-backs, to give yourself a chance to be a better team because you don't have to push your top two lines above 20 minutes. And you also then you're not just holding water when your bottom six are on the ice. We've gotten production from each line. Jimmy's going, Stamp's going, so we feel and Lowry's in that hole that we can score off each line, and it should let you get into a better rhythm of the game, especially on the road.
Even through a week or what you're about to go through, have you been through this in your career?
Oh yeah,
where you're pretty much on the playoff line and
pretty much every year. So you as emotional as this is, there's also things that become a lot easier for you. and which isn't fair with this team, because this team is really, for the whole season, come ready to play every night. There just haven't been very many games at all that you were worried about that. But on teams in the past, I guess you're pulling teeth a lot of nights earlier in the year to get them to go as hard as they needed to go. As years passed, we had to get the Volkswagens running as fast as the Porsches, and sometimes that was a challenge. I don't feel like that here. I think we've got a good, strong team, and they know how to be prepared. So then it's more fun for the coach coming to the rink, I think. There's all the things you're going to worry about, everybody worries about, and you know, you're hopeful and anticipating the game, but how hard these guys are going to go hasn't been something I've had to spend a lot of time on.
Getting back to your structure and getting away from the home crowd and getting on the road and being kind of insulated, help you stick to that structure better?
Well, we've been pretty darn good at home for a while, and we're earlier. I think in the games that we'll play, those next two teams especially have a real good defensive structure to their game. So you need to be at least as good in that. You're not going in there to open the game up, because they won't come out of their structure in a game. So it does get into a bit of a give and take grind, which should be fine for us on the road.
If Ben Schrott does end up playing, I just talked about the challenge for him. He's a guy that started in the AHL this year, and yeah, now he's been off for a long time to adjust it. You know what, at this level that they're playing right now?
Well, for the positive is he'll go in tomorrow in the same way he came in last time. He's not coming in at 6-7 minutes. He's going to go in and play big minutes, so he's used to that. The difference being that he was playing before. He's had full time to recover, and he's had full practice time, so he'll come off all right. It was my choice, I think, in the last probably 6 or 7 games. I just get him more practice time, because it was everybody knows it was a hand injury, so to get him feeling good with the puck, and he has been for a little while, so we're not putting him in the first day he's ready. I think he's probably been ready to go, and he'll go in and play big minutes, so he won't have much time to think. I think that's the best way to put a guy in, good in, and then enroll him.
You mentioned Adam Lowry and Lee Stempniak. Did you think that line really started to come together, obviously, with Lee Stempniak getting a couple of goals?
I think you've got good pieces for that line. So Adam's developed, covered a lot of development this year. I mean, he's a player now when he goes out there. He's not just trying to get by as a new kid in the league. Lee's, you know, shown that ability to put the puck in the net, and Matty Perreault can deliver that puck. He's going to create enough room with Lowry's size going to the net. Lee can find the net, and Matty can find those guys on the ice, so there's a nice piece on each. Each one does something completely different, and they all do it well.
Who's Yuri Tolusti brought in his month here?
Depth to our lineup. You know, he's a safe player on the ice. I think he's got more offense than he's shown. He's probably got more offense than he's going to have an opportunity to show in the quality time. But he's a real smart player. He's a safe player, and good depth for us. So he can. So if you need him to, he can go up into those top six and has enough skill level to play with those guys.
Thank you.